friend in me. You got a friend in me.
Well, that may be the message coming out of the White House, but it may not actually be a welcome message if you're a candidate out on the road. And it turns out it depends on where you are. We're speaking with Tony Norman today. He's a columnist for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. In Pennsylvania, at least, Obama has been a friend to Democrat Joe Sestak. But we also have Emily Corio on the line, a reporter with West Virginia Public Radio. And it hasn't turned out quite as well for Joe Manchin in West Virginia. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Celeste.
Tony, let me start with you. Obama has been in Pennsylvania a lot lately. He's been trying to energize the African-American vote. And how has that worked out for Democrat Joe Sestak there?
Well, Joe Sestak is actually one of those candidates who really loves the president and has invited his participation in his campaign, and it seems to have energized him personally. I mean, he is making the plunge into traditionally African-American neighborhoods. It's like he's even moved into North Philly at times. He's all over the place. He's at the black churches. He's doing everything he can, and the first lady and Bill Clinton and all the whole menagerie of top Democrats are here in Pennsylvania trying to get him over the top, along with Dan Honorado, who's running for governor of the state, Democratic governor.
So you think that the President Obama's appearances in Pennsylvania will actually increase turnout there among African Americans?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. They're pretty much concentrated on the eastern side of the state, though. He hasn't come too frequently to western Pennsylvania, where there's a big cache of Democrats here, but the Dems tend to be more blue dogish in their orientation here in the western part of the state.
And has Obama's campaign visits had an effect on the polls?
Not so much for Dan Honorado, but for who is running for governor, but for Joe Sestak, definitely. They're running neck and neck. Though I guess the Quinnipiac University poll still has a former rep, Pat Toomey, ahead by 5 points, I believe. I'm not sure, but at least the race is tightening.
All right. Well, that is Tony Norman. He is joining us from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette in Pennsylvania. We also have Emily Corio with us, a reporter with West Virginia Public Radio. And Emily, I'm sure you just heard Tony speaking, but in the race for the late Robert Byrd's Senate seat, that's not really it's not the same story as it is in Pennsylvania there in West Virginia.
No, not at all. Just south of Pennsylvania and West Virginia, Obama has not come to the state to campaign. And I doubt that Manchin would want that because the state voted for John McCain in 2008, and the president has remained generally unpopular here. And so it's been a matter of how far can the Democratic candidate distance himself from the president during this campaign.
And I imagine, Emily, that I'm going to play you for something. I imagine this is a phrase that you probably never want to hear again.
You've heard me say that I won't be a rubber stamp for Barack Obama.
That rubber stamp is getting a lot of play there in West Virginia, right?
Oh, it sure is. Yeah, that's this the motto this campaign season. The Republican candidate, John Racey, says, of course, like you just heard, he will not be a rubber stamp for President Obama. And then he ran those ads for several weeks, actually, in West Virginia before the Governor Manchin, the Democratic candidate, came out with his own ads that said, I will not be a rubber stamp for Barack Obama. And in one ad, he literally shoots the cap and trade bill with a rifle to show how he, you know, on some issues is at polar opposites.
Well, we have a sound of that. Let's hear Joe Manchin in his ad.
I'll take dead aim at the cap and trade bill.
Well, is it just this cap and trade bill? What kind of things is he saying he disagrees with the president on?
Well, interestingly, he also now says that he would repeal the bad parts of, he actually calls it Obamacare in that same ad that we were just listening to. And that's interesting because earlier this year, he said that he supports health care reform. And he's qualified that statement now during this campaign by saying, well, I like the more popular parts of it, but I would support repealing the less popular parts of the health care reform bill.
Well, I want to ask you both the same question. Let me start with you, Emily Corio, there in West Virginia. As recently as a week ago, experts were saying that turnout would be low because voters are apathetic. Now today we're getting reports that they could be expecting a record turnout in the midterm elections. What are you seeing? Are voters expected to go to the polls in large numbers?
Well, I can tell you that with early voting, we have had a much larger turnout in West Virginia than we did during the last midterm elections. It wasn't as high as the 2008 elections, but our turnout for early voting was much higher than in 2006. So I think that's an indication that, yes, we probably will see more people at the polls today.
And a high turnout benefit, does it benefit a particular party?
Well, I think it would benefit Manchin because we have more registered Democrats in the state.
That's Emily Corio, Assistant News Director with West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Tony Norman, let me ask you the same thing. Columnist at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, are you also expecting a large number of voters there?
We're here in western Pennsylvania, we're expecting, an average, if slightly less than average turnout. But on the eastern side of the state, they're expecting a better turnout than what's been predicted because of all the heavy activity out there, especially among the Democrats. They've been galvanized by some recent statements by the Republican gubernatorial candidate about keeping the vote down. Some say he was misconstrued in his comments, but it seems to have gotten a lot of people upset, especially the mayor of Philadelphia. And so there has been a furious effort to get the vote out, especially in the black neighborhoods in the last few days.
Tony Norman, columnist at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, thanks to both of you. If you are out there voting today, we want you to report for us. Just check in with us after you vote. Text DECIDE to 69866. Tell us how it went, what you saw, how you feel after voting. And be sure to tune in to thetakeaway.org tonight. You can talk back to Todd Zwillick as he gives you the election returns.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.